This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Me and James McAvoy. We are trying to beat Shazam. Have you seen the show? So the way the show works now is you have Shazam the app, which was manifested by Jamie Foxx, who's the host of the show. But now they have Shazam the movie.
Is it crazy bright in here?
It is brighter than usual.
It feels insane.
Do you want me to dim this? Or should we probably have someone else
Kevin
do it?
Probably
yeah,
dim
okay.
It.
Yeah.
I'm loving the story. I'm loving the picture you paint. So Jamie Foxx is being Shazam.
Yes.
But I almost can't imagine it because I need a little bit of atmosphere and mood to imagine something.
And
like
he made
that.
It so dim.
Yes,
at first,
sarcastically
it was mean how dim he made it.
Like, yes.
Is this how dim you want
yeah,
it?
Yeah, this is...
No,
yeah.
Just normal.
He sort of was saying, this is you, to me. Like, I'm not dim. But go ahead. So you're beating Jamie Foxx and James McAvoy's in there.
James McAvoy is my teammate.
Is he... Now, can I ask something about him?
Has he been unsplit?
Well, I wanted to know, is he still wanted?
No. So here's... He was wanted... A really long time ago.
Yeah.
And then he paid his for his crimes by being the voice of Gnomeo.
Last he was freed.
Yes. But then he did get split.
Dang, dude.
But he has since been unsplit.
Damn. So
Shazam, the movie.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi, do you know about this movie?
Oh, tell me about it again.
He's playing the Shazam.
Ah.
The superhero.
Yeah.
And he was an Earwolf guy. So there is a path for a big Earwolf host to being in a superhero movie, despite what Chef Kevin will always say to us.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, hey, there's no way they're going to let you guys be freaking double Aquaman.
And now
already do Aquaman. It's coming out. They've got the guy. He wasn't a double guy. So there's no way. And
but
then
they'll do another one.
Zachary Levi's doing
But now
Shazam.
He's in the movie and he hosted the. What was his show called?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. What was Aquaman's show called?
No, what was Zachary Levi's show called?
Oh,
remember you come through and him and Labine would be chopping it up in the lobby? Labine would go, I just filmed this thing. Honestly, I don't want to jinx it, so I can't tell you about it, but it could be huge. And Zachary would be going, oh, wow.
You remember what the show was?
No, it's not showing up on Google either. I'll look into it.
Do you remember?
I can't remember. It was like, I mean, I want to call it like OMFG or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to call it too. That's what all the shows from that era were called to me. So what happens, Zach Levi, the way the show works now is he plays a song as like a ham bone on his, like his hams.
Mm.
And then you have to guess what the song is.
Oh, nice.
Do you want to try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me put the mic next to my hams.
Yeah, I got it. Ready? Bring it in again. Scar tissue that I wish you saw.
Yes.
Set my life, but
yes.
Not to brawl.
You got it. That was
with
hard.
With the birds of shame.
James got that one.
Okay.
Because you kind of have to think of like how Zach Levi
hears the song.
Yes.
That's a big part of it.
Yes. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook,
an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What up?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, honestly.
Oh, this is so nice. Sam's here.
Sam Richardson.
And Sam, and can I say this first? Can we just get this out of the way? Give Sam all the awards, and then let's invent some new ones.
Thank you.
Let's get this guy the awards already.
Yeah.
Please, it's about time.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Grammy Awards.
Please. Grammy. The CMAs.
I need a CMA. People's Choice, Critics' Choice.
Mm. Would you like to rattle off some of the any awards you do have?
I do have a Wayne State University Career Achievement Award.
Wow. Yeah.
That's Wayne and Garth.
Huh?
Wayne and Garth.
Oh, I did not go to
I didn't know that they Garth named you a state after Wayne.
After Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bruce Wayne, actually. A misconception. But, Detroit
interesting
really
character
loves Batman.
Bruce Wayne is one of the most complex characters.
I agree
he
entirely.
He thinks he's friends with Batman. And he's so rich that no one will tell him.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't want to hang out with you.
Batman doesn't like you. And they're never together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's always talking about
him. Always talking about him, always referencing him, but always with a sly nod. Like,
yes.
My friend Batman. Is there a picture of the two of them together?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Show me the two of you hanging out if you're such good friends.
Prove it.
Right?
I guess that's kind of what the crux of the character is, like delusion, being so rich you can afford delusion.
Well, and that is really a mirror held up to society because look at some of these guys. The money ones.
And that is the...
You've worked with some of them.
That is, that is the...
Many of them.
That Jesus.
I'm almost one of them myself.
That's, no, I that's know. Yeah. And fingers crossed that you know, get there.
Yeah. Your lips to God's ears.
And that's the crux.
Mm-hmm.
Is you allowed to say that stuff about Bruce Wayne, even though you did get a major award?
I got
award
the award.
Him?
You know, he's like a bit of a drunk, so I don't think... He's not listening to this, at least.
Yeah.
You know.
Who else got that award?
Asapatha McPherson. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
McPherson, not Merkerson.
It might be.
No.
Yeah.
That's somebody else.
Oh, I'm asking because this is my ignorance.
She gets that a lot. Asapatha McPherson gets that a lot.
They get each other's mail and stuff.
Aha, yes.
She is a bagpipe player.
Well, and they're similar names. And player. They're similarly very talented. Mm-hmm. And that's the crux of the problem. As
yeah,
Dave
it's the crux.
Yeah. You know, the problem's getting in the elevator.
Yeah,
and it's going all the way to the top, and you got to deal with it
because
the doors are about to open.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Pharrell. My middle name is
Pharrell.
Pharrell. Yeah. So talking about Ring on My Parade, and I was like, happy song. No, no.
S. Pharrell Richardson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Hmm? What do I think? Or what do I sing?
What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think, dude?
You know, I thing for the people is kind of my thing.
Damn.
I am for others.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You're in all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe too many.
Yeah, well,
no offense.
No, none taken. A little taken, but.
Yeah.
And one of them is with Pally.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
Did our third episode when we were still kind of like. Figuring out sort of what we wanted to do.
So, but now you figured it out.
Wow.
I'm
didn't expect to confront this so
from
early
a guest,
in the program.
Yeah, this is weird for we don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
For you
now
to just be like, have you figured your
what
show
I'll say
out?
Is we've tried more stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, science is about
we tried like two more things.
Yeah.
Since that third episode?
Yeah, because in the third episode, we were doing real Hollywood-y stuff.
Okay.
And then we kind of went away from that, and now we've been dipping our toe back in.
Yeah. But Pally, you guys did the show. Were you friends before or something?
You know him.
We were, like, acquaintances. Like, we knew each other, but we weren't, like...
You just kind of wanted to help him out.
Yeah, I was like, let me toss this. He's like free falling.
Sort of in a bad way. Yeah.
His energy level pretty insane, huh?
Well, it's hard to map. Yeah. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
I consider myself like a reader of people.
And he's a little
like scribbles.
Erratic. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Insane. But it's a challenge I took on, and I think I'm pretty proud of myself for being able to do that.
What kind of book is my friend Sean here?
Sean, you know, you're calligraphied, but like simple words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fancy packaging for what really is just like almost nothing.
You know, it's like a book about a dog.
Yeah.
But it's like written in a really beautiful manuscript.
And the dog isn't even doing anything.
He's not doing much. It's like doing normal dog, like predictable dog stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
He's hungry and then he wants a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of the pages just say dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first 200 pages all just say dog.
And it's like in a couple different languages, but like mostly cognates.
Uh-huh. And the calligraphy gets sloppier and sloppier as you go.
As if you're just tired of it.
It's like they lost the thread, so the letters aren't the same on each page. Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate representation. I'd love to know, I mean, if Haze is a book.
Haze is a book. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Am I a book?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow, like a catalog. That's really nice. A catalog.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, cool.
That is a kind of book.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's, you know, it's bound.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And what Jeremiah selling?
What wares does he peddle?
What's that? It's like the new version of the Sky Mall, but it's got the FAO Schwartz toys in it.
Two failed enterprises.
Yeah, you know, yes. They come together to make one. Ah, that's a kind of a.
You certainly weren't going to say an analogy for this show.
No. I thought better of it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So what a nice catalog. And I do think Hayes is rather playful. And so to sell all those toys.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes a bit impractical.
Yeah.
As Sky Mall could be. So, but wasn't that part of the thrill?
Maybe wouldn't get for yourself. But, you know, to someone else, you'd be like, hey, deal with this.
There you go. Yeah. Funny to watch you open it.
Yeah.
So.
Pally. What's the story there?
You know, he's a good man, a good guy.
At heart. He loves his coconut water. Does he not?
He does. That's like his main thing.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's like just but like the cans with the sediment in it.
Mhm. And I'll notice he's going. And when he's done, he's just done.
Just done, yeah.
He'll sleep for a day and a half.
Yeah, if he has to.
Yeah.
You got to recuperate. You got to recharge. I think that's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. How's his memory?
His just memory of like drawing facts and stuff?
Yeah, at any given time, does he seem aware?
I'd say his awareness and his like spatial awareness, that's a little bit problematic.
Mm-hmm.
But he can like his recall is pretty good.
Okay,
you know, he's bonking into stuff. He's like forgetting where and when he is.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
But like he'll be able to draw up a line in like a scene, but then it'll be from the wrong scene.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But that's something. I mean, it's from the same show often.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Often.
Yeah. And he's a really smart guy, really well read. I know mm-hmm. when I was working with him, he would every license plate that would go by, he would decode it and explain to me what it was actually telling him about him. Yeah,
interesting.
I guess a lot of those are government messages to Adam.
To Adam Pally.
Yes.
Has he? I mean, I haven't gone down this thread with him. How long ago was this?
When I was working with him, Jesus fucking Christ, man. It was probably, holy fucking shit, dude. It was, Jesus, it was 3-4, oof, it was 20, fuck me, dude. I hate to walk down memory lane like this, holy fucking shit. That son of a bitch probably worked with me in 2000 and, what fucking year is it? It's almost 19, huh? Jesus shit, man. I'm getting old. It was probably like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I don't know if he's gotten to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I think he's still, a lot of them are like assignments for missions.
Uh-huh.
But I think now he is like learning to say no.
Yeah.
He's, I think, finally, he's mostly, you know what, no. I mean? He's like receiving the mission still, but now being like, you know, I just need a little time. To, yeah.
Some time, like, for himself.
It's, yes, in the inbox, but it's not replied to.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
You know.
Should we talk about, maybe this is a tough thing for you to get into,
but that's what we do on the show, is, yes, we have some of these tough conversations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You were, of course, Veep. The show is in the dumpster.
It's, yeah, in the fucking,
it's been trashed,
shit can.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's its own fault, and that's...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Let me think. Is it my fault? Well, no.
Certainly not. Certainly
didn't even
not
ask.
And
me.
Your, Devin, is it your fault?
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
That was suspicious.
Though. Now I think it might have been his fault.
Yeah,
something there's about there's the a little way shady. He says it.
If you're listening to this, but you couldn't see the shifty eyes.
Yeah, because it could be my fault, too. I mean, yeah. I'm at least ready to acknowledge that.
Butterfly
now.
Effect, you know.
Yeah. In fact, largely, it really could be Hayes' fault and my fault.
Yeah.
Because we have been showing people what good, funny shit can truly be,
mm-hmm,
and what it truly feels like to just laugh your fucking dick off, crack up so bad.
Right.
And maybe that has had a negative impact on some of the shows were comedies.
Like, frame of reference, like, all of a sudden, if you see what actual comedy is, these things masquerading as comedy kind of can't stand up.
And we'll go back and forth because we do think about this, the impact that we have. So sometimes we will suck shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like, for give other shows,
Sam,
to lift them up.
A year and a half, we sucked shit. Then we did two funny episodes. Then we sucked shit again for another 8 months.
Uh-huh.
And then I think this one will be good.
Yeah,
I mean,
do you
want to
do a good one?
Yeah.
I mean, now that Veep has got... So they... they renewed Veep, obviously, for a new season as a joke.
Yeah.
They didn't think you would do it.
They really didn't think so, because everybody's working on other stuff. And we're like, we get the call, and we're like,
so much stuff. You want to talk about some of the other stuff you worked with, too?
Oh, yeah. So I did this movie about trains. It was about model trains. It's called Training Day.
Great title.
Yeah.
Brand recognition.
Brand recognition. That's the whole point. Brand recognition.
It's all
IP. You want somebody to see that and say, I think I know what this is.
Yes.
And then see it.
Oh, it's something else.
You know. So that's in the hopper. I'm very proud of it.
Of course.
Put that together like 3 years
ago.
Well,
not even to mention that you were somebody who wanted to, you were a patron of the coat hanger factory in the show Ghosted that the Bureau Underground was set beneath.
Yes.
That was the very first episode after I unceremoniously left the show. Would you like to discuss it all? Were people mentioning me? Was that sort of vibe around? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And say no more.
Okay, I won't.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Just to be thought of can be enough.
Yeah.
But let's
like some of your stuff was still around.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My Legos.
Like your Legos were there.
Well, I had built a Frost Beast from Legos.
Oh, it was broken. The pieces were there.
Yes.
Oh.
There was a little ceremony to how you left.
Sure. Yeah. Viking funeral.
You kind of, you simulated a Viking funeral.
I put my car in neutral and I had them push it down the street of North Hollywood into the cul-de-sac.
Very busy.
So you're blocking the gate, so they have no other choice but to all push you out to sea.
Uh-huh.
The police have to come and block traffic.
Mm-hmm. And then, they sort of threw Molotov cocktails into the open sunroof. But we don't got to talk about Ghosted. We're here to talk about Veep.
Yeah.
What? So it's all fucked up. So what can you diagnose any of the shit that is fucking just so crazy about it?
About like what's
what are they doing?
What are they doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if I'm being honest, I think the hardest thing was to convey that these are jokes.
You know? Okay, I wasn't getting that.
Yeah. So I think maybe laugh track, you know?
Thank
yes.
you.
What it's missing.
Nobody's laughing on screen or off. But here's the thing. I'm wondering, is there like an audience there and this shit is just dying?
Is how it felt a lot of the time, is that the audience was going, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Mm. Right. Like because we do shoot. I think we did an episode. I can't remember. This is a lot of people standing around on set. And I figure they're the audience.
Some are audience. Yeah.
They've got to be because like only a couple of them are holding things and doing stuff. But like you're getting nothing off of them.
Yeah.
So like you got to like kind of guide it a little bit.
And your guy isn't even laughing that much.
Yeah, not that much. And like when I do, they edit it out.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You're helping.
I'm helping. You know,
like, you don't like this shit. You're trying to be nice.
I'm
totally
bored.
Just polite.
I'm freaking bored.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's kind of like, you know, somebody tells a shit joke and you're like, it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
You know,
hopefully. Yeah.
Don't
edit that out.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better. I'm something of a smiling monk. Do you know his tale?
No.
Well, what they sort of have learned is that psychologically, just the action of forcing your face muscles into a smile can improve your mood.
Oh, like the endorphins.
And the smiling monk, yes, would just smile and smile and in meditation until finally happiness achieved him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like what led him to become a monk? Like the shit life,
he was,
probably.
He's Adrian Monk.
Oh.
I think what led him was his crippling obsessive compulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm. What led him to become a monk is his name.
Is his name.
His
so like his parents.
Dad.
Yeah, his father.
And not to get graphic, but his dad's sperm.
Yeah.
And so
it's just graphic enough.
And, you know, thankfully for him, he found a place where characters were welcome. But we don't all have that.
Yeah, that's true.
That sanctuary.
That's true.
Now, what did I do? Oh, I dropped my straw holder.
So this is a little like conspicuous consumption for Johnny. We'll want you to sort of talk about his new straw a little bit.
A collapsible metal straw that I use. I know I got the cheap one. There's two of them.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll come in and I will drink cold brew in the office that Chef Kevin pours for me. Usually today had to do it myself. No big deal.
Yeah. So you guys have like the machine in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kegerator.
Kegerator.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, straws are destroying the turtles.
Yeah.
And ripping up the ocean.
Yeah.
And what I've decided to do is actually make a difference and get this metal straw that kind of tastes like shit because there's a rubber lining inside of it. And you can fold it up and put it in this little box and put it on your keychain. Of course, it's far too big. You would never wear it on a keychain. So right. I carry it around.
It's in your pocket.
Yeah, or it's in a drawer, and then I forget it, and then I go, I wish I had my straw. I don't use a plastic one or whatever. Or I don't have – here they usually don't have one.
Yeah.
And then my teeth hurt. So
I'm just kind of wandering back and forth along the wall.
What's the best angle for me?
There's only two places that you do this for every episode. What fortune did you put in your phone case? Yeah, there's a fortune cookie fortune in your phone case.
Oh.
We can see
that
shit.
Oh, no, it's
shit.
Your driver's license.
Oh.
Never mind.
Kevin's driver's license.
You should put fortune cookie fortunes in your phone case if you want to come true.
Read Kevin's driver's license and then add in bed.
Boulevard.
Don't know the zip code. Don't know the zip code.
In
you need the zip code in to send bed. Letters. Should we save the show?
Yeah.
Should we bring it back? Let's, I have not been seeing, by the way, a lot of hashtag save Veep.
I think everybody's a little embarrassed.
It's a dead hashtag.
It's a dead hashtag because, like, in order for a hashtag to to carry, people have to like care about it as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the hard part.
They can't just post it.
You can't just post it.
You have to really care about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like, and to get somebody to post something, they have to be like, oh, I'll take this step. And I don't think people would do that for
Even the bots.
Even the bots are
the bots are refusing to post hashtag save V.
The bots have a little bit of integrity. I've always respected that.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to save V. Do you mind if I loudly eat my almond butter bar, my perfect bar, my nut perfect original refrigerated protein bar on mic while we do this?
I almost insist.
Okay.
It can't hurt.
And go ahead. Yeah. Little sesame seeds on it. I love these. Finally, a good tasting protein bar. I wish they were a sponsor. Chef Kevin.
So.
Get that going. Okay. Go ahead.
Here's the big mistake that you guys never did. And it was right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld reunion.
Seinfeld reunion. I think the problem there is that just the entire Seinfeld crew doesn't like each other.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a little hidden thing. Nobody talks
because
about.
Because that was my pitch, is bring back the whole crew.
Yeah.
Get the whole crew together.
Get the whole crew, like even the guys behind the camera, like the camera dudes. Yes.
Dude, if they don't like each other, dude, that's conflict.
That's
man.
Conflict. Yes. That's acting. Storytelling. That's also, yeah.
Maybe I'm old school, you know, maybe I'm an old man. I seem to remember that there was a little something called conflict in some of the stories we used to tell. Yeah. And that made it interesting.
Have Michael Richards play a rival Veep.
Yeah, like a Veep of like a Canada.
Mm.
Weird to do it in another, have it be like another.
Oh, like a Veep. Veep.
A different Veep.
Yes. Yeah. Like, let's say you have like that's the way it should be. There should be two different governments, like a full, like you should have like a whole Democratic, like, team.
Yes.
And then you have your Republican team and they're going at the same time.
Right. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's the freaking same team.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's all the same.
There's no difference between these guys and these girls.
Yeah.
They're all crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
They're all crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that pissed me off. Look, the music sucks shit.
Yes,
let's get some fucking tunes in here.
Yeah.
Let's bounce,
instead
dude.
Of everybody going like, oh, excuse me, the file. Here we go. Come into my office. Let's just have like, I'm waking up. Hey.
Like that with a huge beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a thumping beat. That's a main thing the beat is missing.
And the thumping. Thunder. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll get knocked down. Run it up again.
Yeah. Close. Yeah.
But I mean, of course, like done up, you know, modernize. Right. You got a modernized tub thumper.
I don't ever want to let you down. You know, like give me fucking. Yes,
I want to bounce.
I want to bounce and I want to rock. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hear, excuse me, can I have the file? I think I left it in my drawer. I mean, that's the show.
Do a whole episode about kind of that? Why?
Yeah. I think because it's trying to like relate to people because people like are always like looking for files.
I never did that.
Well, that's the thing. Like you and me, but like the layman's is always like file driven, you know?
But the Veep's not a layman. The Veep's not a layman.
Well, I think that was their problem. Show. They were
You want to appeal. Escape. You want to escape from your life that's all files and you want to bounce.
A little wish fulfillment of just like, imagine you show up at work and you just fucking bounce.
Yeah, just like all fucking day. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you get me fucking excited even right now. I'm like,
dude, that shit.
We are bringing it back. Michael's in, by
make
the way.
You make me a believer. Believer.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're fucking right.
Other Veep stuff that we can do.
I think you scale back the swears. That's too much. There's too much swears.
It's
on
a
that
too weird cussing show.
It's just too many.
You guys
swears.
Are so proud of yourself while you're doing it. Fucking pissant. Yeah. All these things.
Yes. you grow up, magician, all this.
Yeah.
None of this anymore. What you could do is it's right next door, right under your nose. Why doesn't Veep be friends with Barry?
Yes.
That's
he's literally very lonely and wants friends.
And like, I'm being honest, like he's an assassin.
Barely.
Assassins fucking litter the political landscape. Mm. So there's an in for him
Think
there.
Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Where would an assassin be useful?
Yeah.
Probably in freaking Veep.
In Veep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so easy. And also right next door to him. No, please.
He's an assassin, but he's an actor. And what are politicians? If
not.
Dude. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Finally a show. Yes. He's a fucking actor, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the politicians are just acting like, I can't find my file. It's in the drawer. And it's like, you have it. You're just buying time.
You're buying time. You're buying my time.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like this show.
Rent free.
Was mostly you guys trying to pretend you didn't know where a file was just to get to the end of the episode.
Yes. Yeah.
And often you can see it in the frame.
It's like, it's there.
But you guys are just ticking off. You're looking at the clock.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the episode to end.
Should we check under the couch again?
And I'm going, no, it's not right under the couch.
If I can defend for a second, sometimes the idea is that what you're looking for is right in front of your nose the whole time. I think that's kind of like the
Pally
idea.
Has said that.
Fable. Yeah, he says, yeah. Yeah. Everything he needs.
He says that a lot.
But, you know, 1 second later, it's gone. And that's what life is so fleeting.
That's
and
true.
All these, you know, all these possessions are temporary. And he taught me that
when
we
worked
together. Jesus fucking Christ. How long ago did we work together? Oh, shit. Fucking God. My dad. Oh, my God. My dad. How long ago was that? It's 2019. I am 51 years old.
Doug.
I got it. Okay. So we've got that.
Friends with Barry.
Barry's there. You know who else they might want to hang out with? Mm-hmm. I've noticed in the Veep's office, there is a couch.
Yeah.
And there is no one crashing on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And he'd come with the jokes. So he'd come and he'll be just telling jokes in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. You know? Bringing the heat. Sometimes.
Doesn't
have to.
He doesn't have to. But yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to feel pressure. You want to feel real.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's mostly about the problems.
Yes. You don't want to be like, it's that funny.
No, that's not the story.
Mm-mm.
Please. Because it takes time to be funny.
It's true. And work.
But you can't spend that time looking for a file. You got to spend that time thinking about jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, let's face it, having sex. You know what I mean?
Let's face
That's life. You have to do it.
You sometimes wind up pounding it out with some fucking nympho babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Nympho hottie babe.
And trying
that
to protect Artie Lang from himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. I never saw that on Veep.
And the Veep doesn't do
it's
that.
True. And that's what's missing. So, I mean, I think the easy way is to just combine them. Put that from that world into the Veep world.
Yeah.
And then you can change the name, I guess. It doesn't have to be called Veep at that point. I think it's best because all the awards are to Veep. So
yes,
I think you didn't have to change the Emmys. And
the
like
name's
all that
what
stuff.
Works.
Yes.
The name's what
The
works.
Name is what works the most.
Mm. That part I like.
Veep, by the way, all those Emmys were as a joke. And the apparatus to dump goo on you when you guys got up on stage has never worked.
But I think it's for the teens. And I think they do when the teens do watch the Emmys.
Yes.
They, you know, you do need to check in with them. You need to find something that will engage them.
The teens are freaking out about the Emmys.
I know.
The teens are crazy. I think the teens are so crazy now. I'm scared of the teens.
Wait. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
You're talking about like just, oh.
There's a real
They're
fear now.
Ripped.
There's a real fear now that if you win an Emmy, the teens will stan you and you could really get hurt.
You get hurt, yeah.
They're so ripped.
They're ripped.
I don't
ripped.
Know what they're in these school lunches these days, but whatever they did
GHB.
Worked.
GHB.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's GHB.
GHB.
The date rape drug?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Everything makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, if you think about it. If you think about it for a minute. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Take a minute and think about it.
I'll do that.
Yeah, that's all. Just think about it.
On air?
Huh? Yeah, just give it a thought.
Okay.
GHB. Like a date rape drug would make you strong.
Just think about it in your head.
Okay.
You gotta black out.
You could pass out and then you wake up.
A small amount of it is like liquid ecstasy, but a little bit more, and it's night-night.
Night, but then you see the threshold for pain. All of a sudden,
threshold for pain. Beat up, and you just don't even wake up.
You see anything exactly.
And that is not nice.
I have an interesting idea for a new kind of show.
Yeah.
Where it's normal guys, but it turns out that they are
superheroes.
Dead ghosts.
Oh, fuck.
And it is a after.
Sam, version. Sit back down.
Okay. All right.
Let him get the idea
it
out.
It is happening in a kind of heaven, but it's not like an old white guy who sits on a cloud.
It's black heaven.
Yes.
Oh, it's about time Black Heaven was represented on TV.
Black Heaven.
Because
Black Heaven.
It's Black Heaven, which white people were so scared of Black Heaven, and it's about time.
Yes.
White people having to walk through Black Heaven to get home.
And they're so uncomfortable, God,
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're being overly friendly.
Mm-hmm. And we're like... I'm not dead, but...
No, but in the show,
Well, yeah, exactly. It's just so
That's what's cool about
music.
TV is but anybody could be dead.
It could be a thought experiment, yeah. Like, what if we were all dead and it was just basically exactly like being alive and it was like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. You just repeat it.
Yeah, it's like the same shit.
Yeah.
But clouds.
Right. There are clouds there. Mm-hmm. You have to have some clouds.
You have to let the audience know
create
that it's
the
happened.
Clouds.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's aimed at vape artists. I think it should be aimed at vape tricksters. And so, because who is a bigger cloud enthusiast, really, than the vape community?
Is this a new...
Like Weatherman.
Is this a new name for the show? Have you considered changing...
To Black Heaven.
To vape.
If Veep's called vape...
All caps...
I mean, you'll get an audience, that's for sure.
Oh, please, yeah.
V-A-E-P, so you only have to change one
letter.
You
just have to switch it. You switch one letter. Oh, V-A-E-P.
V-A-E-P.
That's vape. That's vape.
Oh, yeah,
that's
vape, gotta baby. Be.
Is Bill Maher friends with the Veep? Because he next door.
He next door, but I think he always comes in with a take, and we're all like, shut up.
Too many rules.
You guys don't
He called me the N-word, and I was like, enough, bud.
Too many rules.
Made him leave.
He doesn't believe in Black Heaven.
He doesn't. He's like, it's just regular heaven. I'm like, okay.
Wow, man. That's getting really religious. So what is it about Veep that makes me so pissed off?
It's
that
taking place
fix?
In Black Heaven now.
Yep.
Jason Alexander's
is there.
Kevin Richards.
Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah. Kevin Richards. John Simon.
Kevin Richards there. That's cool. Wayne Knight, and maybe he's married to the dinosaur that killed him in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. But
just
then,
it's heaven.
We never see how that story ended.
We don't.
It's a lot of, they pan off screen, I assume, because they are starting to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what that scream is.
Right?
Because, you assume. They want you to assume.
Yes, but where does that relationship go? And so they get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think you can make it work because you just you kind of use one of the Jim Henson dinosaurs from the show Dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
That way you can get it to do the jokes and stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because you're going to rely on CGI the whole time. Then you're asking him to do the scene with a stand-in. And it's not going to play the same as if you have the Muppet.
If
you got a real, real deal. Fucking Muppet, flesh and blood Muppet.
Flesh and blood Muppet, a real live one, you know?
And that's what made Happy Land Murders work. Because to me, the idea of a CGI computer thing jerking off on the window or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
Yeah.
But you put a Muppet out there? Oh, one please. Yeah, that's me at the ticket counter.
Ask for one please.
Yeah.
And they try, you know, when they try to do... Instead of see, like,
by the way, when I leave, I go one pleased.
To the ticket guy,
yeah.
He's like, thank you,
and he's like, oh my god, this means so much to me. No one ever comes.
He likes my movies.
No one comes to talk to me about my beautiful movies. I worked so hard.
I was just saying, when they tried to do Happy Land Murders as CGI, and they did need like a human stand-in to blast a big enough load along the like the window.
Yeah.
There's no human that can do as big a load as the puppet from the movie.
Please, no way.
Well, I don't know. We can say no human. Just, let's.
Yeah. Is this okay? Are you trying to get more work for Kevin Richards?
I am. I am. No, well, Kevin, I mean, he doesn't. Richards. I'm too. He's
yeah, we all got that one friend. You all know you got a Kevin Richards.
You got
in
a
your
Kevin
life.
Richards who's, you know, just full of loads, and you got to get him out there in the world.
You're one, buddy. You're like, all right, blast him, Kev.
Blast him, Kev. Hit him with the good stuff.
For me, it's also somebody named Kevin. Chef Kevin, you want to weigh in?
Zach,
that's why
Levi,
you think we call him Chef, because he's cooking him up.
Zach Levi didn't host an Earwolf show,
fresh
but he
batch.
Did.
Yes, he did. It was a Wolf Pop show.
He
that
did
was,
four episodes of Blacklist Table Reads with Engineer
Kevin,
Cody.
No, he had a Wolf Pop show.
You're wrong.
Go into
what
the
you're
Wolf
saying
Pop
is
archives.
Wrong, and you did it on mic. You were wrong on mic.
That's humiliating.
And we will. And you better not try to edit this out. Engineer Devin...
Devin, and check the levels. Is that coming in wrong on your levels?
No, this is all good. This is all hitting where it's supposed to.
Wait, so you think that was right?
Oh, what he said?
Yeah.
No, but it's recorded at an excellent volume.
Oh,
okay, good.
Okay, yes, but it is recorded as wrong, and your
picking
engineer
favorites?
Machine is saying.
Engineer Devin.
Is there a red or a green light when he said that on the thing?
Yeah, and no, it did go red.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Picking favorites.
Engineer Devin is divisive.
Yeah, I saw that just now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people stan Engineer Devin. Some can't stan him.
I hit myself in the head. I was so excited about that.
Picking favorites.
Thank you. Yes, the show was called
Picking Favorites, right?
Yes.
Quick Google will find anything, really.
Mm-hmm. It was a call-in show.
Man, I wonder when that thing Labine was excited about is going to come out.
Maybe somebody did jinx it.
Oh, no. He jinxed it by mentioning
maybe
it.
You just did it.
Oh, no, Sam. Because this was, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
One of the best Earwolf Lobby conversations I've ever walked by. Easily top 10. What time is it?
What time is it on the show? We have someone else coming in.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, you've done about 42 minutes.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Felt like it.
Yeah. Felt about 42, huh?
Yeah.
What else is coming up, Sam? You're doing all these shows.
Well, and we didn't even say what you did work with Adam Pally on, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Champagne Ill.
And
you might want to spell it. Yeah. It's a little funny.
It's Champagne Ill, Illinois is a place. This one's called Champagne, as in like the drink. Ill, I-L-L, as in being sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it is spelled, the champagne is spelled like the place.
Yes, which I think that just happened.
That was an accident.
I think that was an accident that
but
just
the
like
idea,
rolled with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say that just happened a lot in the show.
I do, and I put my finger up. I'm like, well, that just happened. Is this a thing?
Yep. I love when people do that because that's me and my friends.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always
that's something.
Like,
something, by the way, missing from Veep.
I know. Yes. I keep on trying to improvise, quote unquote, the word awkward in there.
Yeah.
And they don't use it. And I'm like, you guys, you would add literally 100,000 people per awkward.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here, try this on for size. Say anything. Anything.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't really have any.
Well, hang
on. Awkward. See?
It fits.
It fits. Oh, it
even
works.
When I didn't have anything to say.
I tried it on for size, and it was a perfect fit.
That's a thing?
Okay.
check, please.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying? It's good.
Yes.
It's freaking good. It's That's good. What comedy is.
Yeah, finally.
It makes me so fucking mad.
You
I'm
might
so
get
sorry.
The audience to
I'm so pissed.
Crack a smile for once if you did stuff
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Just give them something that's familiar. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Why are we watching this stuff? It's comfort food, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's mac and cheese, mm-hmm. mama. Stop trying to prepare some
quail vichyssoise.
Nobody wants that crap. We don't even know what it is.
Yeah, man.
Give me some macaroni and fucking cheddar.
Give me fucking comedy Cheetos.
Yes, mm-hmm. bitch.
Fuck, I'm so mad.
I'm pissed as well.
I'm fucking pissed.
I didn't expect to get this pissed today.
Yeah, I'll sit down. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, we're leaving. So to sit down now that we're leaving.
Because we do have someone else coming in.
Yeah.
Just be ready to get up.
Yeah,
pretty all fast because right. Pally is gonna kind of need a surface when he gets here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah, catch ya.
That was a HeadGum podcast.